Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here with Sean McKenna, who is the product owner for the infamous Azure Container Instance.
Infamous
already.
Yeah.
So we launched this last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yes, so we could not do it last week on Tuesdays with Corey. Very sad for me.
Yep.
But here we are today.
Yep.
The next one.
Indeed.
Tell us a little bit about what this is. What did we launch and why does it matter?
About this thing that went to number one on Hacker News.
Whoops.
Doesn't happen every day.
No, it doesn't happen every day.
So Azure Container Instances.
Well, it happens to some people.
Sure. I suppose.
I guess something is always
number
one.
There's always a number one. Yeah. Otherwise, they'd have to look into that.
So every single day, there's just not...
Not always us,
not something that you built.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Okay, we're good. Thank you for the clarity, everyone. we're going to keep going.
So containers, kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Right?
They seem to be popular.
Yeah.
Yes.
People love their containers. But to date, if you wanted to use containers, you had to use them kind of in the context of something else.
Yes.
Right? You had to launch a VM, or you had to adopt an orchestrator, or some higher level service.
That's
and
right.
They were sort of part of that.
That's right. There were a bunch of steps, learning process, no matter where you were going.
Exactly.
Where you were
exactly. Okay. So we had lots of different options, but they all involved some other overhead, other step, right?
Sure.
So what we said was, hey, why don't we just make this a first-class citizen in Azure, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to run a container in Azure, why can't you just tell us, here's a container I'll run and run it?
Seems pretty intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's basically what we did.
So it's just a container.
Yep.
It's just launch one.
Yep.
Okay. And you don't have to worry about Orchestrator. You don't have to worry about any underlying platform, any management, any VMs, nothing.
That's right. Yep. Okay. So we take care of all of that for you. It's sort of the dream of the cloud, right?
Yes.
You just run your code and you don't
have... It's the promise. It truly is the promise that has been given to all of you.
Yep.
So.
So that's basically
that's
the idea.
It.
So
simple.
Should we take a look at?
I think we should take a look. Let's go to the demo.
Yeah. So we're here in the Cloud Shell, which is another popular feature that we've shipped in the last couple months.
And this is actually built on top of Azure Container.
As a matter of fact, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even though we just announced Container Instances to the public last week, Cloud Shell has been running for a couple months on top of the same infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can use within the Cloud Shell or using the downloadable CLI. I'm going to use AZ command, which is what I can use to do all kinds of different things.
That's just beautiful.
Azure. It's super powerful.
Right.
And what we've done is added a container module, so I can do AZ container create. Give it a name like you would expect for an Azure resource.
Hello.
And then an image, right?
Yes.
So we're talking about containers, we're talking about images.
Docker compatible
image. And so in this case, I'm just going to use a Hello World image that we've got up on Docker Hub. So you can either use images from Docker Hub, the Azure Container Registry, if you want private images, or basically any other Docker compatible registry. I'm going to want to give that a public IP address so that external clients can get to it. And then because it's an Azure resource, I'm just going to go ahead and put it in a resource group and hit enter on that. And you'll see fairly quickly.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
Pretty quick. We get back a response. And this looks like, if you're familiar with Resource Manager Jason, this will look fairly familiar to you.
Jason who?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jason Zander. So you see the image that we provided, the name, there's some defaults that are set up here.
CPU,
Port 80, one core CPU, 1.5 gigs of memory.
Yep.
And then the IP address that we've requested. And initially it's going to be in this creating state, but usually within just a few seconds, we should have up and running, what do they call it, Hello World, and demo, in a succeeded state.
There it is.
And so I should be.
So you can be able to list all the containers?
I can just do XZ container list, give it the resource group, and put it in a table.
Nice, pretty table. Look at that.
Yeah. So I have one that I had spun up earlier, and then this one that we just created. Both are in a succeeding state. So I'll go ahead and grab the IP address here and open that up in another tab. And just
and
like
running.
That, we've got
seconds.
Container spun up.
Wow.
And
literally seconds.
Literally seconds.
And now how are you paying for this?
It turns out we do charge you.
It's not free.
No, it's not free. But we do charge you by the second.
Okay.
So you have pretty close control over over your costs.
That's right.
And so we expect there's going to be a lot of scenarios for this where people want to spin up a container to run for just 30 seconds to run a build or do a test or something like that. And so we charge you based on the amount of CPU that you request, the amount of memory by the second.
That's cool.
And then there's just a small charge for the creation.
Startup fight. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Got it. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. And so this is Linux.
This is Linux today. Mm-hmm. Windows support will be coming in a couple of weeks.
Very soon, basically.
All you need to do to launch a Windows container is pass in an OS type switch on the command line there.
And it'll just work. Just point to a Windows container then at that point.
Yep, exactly right.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's super cool. So, what else? So, like, I guess, you know, some of the other things that you can pass through, like, this is obviously a public endpoint,
mm-hmm.
But you could also make this into jobs. You can, you know, pass in parameters, right? All of that is possible here through
the CLI.
Yeah, so
a lot
of
the things that people that are familiar with using, like, the Docker CLI, passing in environment variables, being able to override the command, you know, those types of things that you might want to configure on your container.
And all that works here.
You can do that here.
Now, what about if I wanted to do, like, a monitoring additional thing? Like, I want to spin up a container. I want to have like a monitor. Like normally, this is done. You put two containers next to each other, right?
The sidecar.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Yep.
And I was thinking when, the sidecar. I was thinking like Indiana Jones, mm-hmm. like, with his father.
Yeah.
Junior. And we named the dog Junior.
Or the
no, not a big.
Or the cartoons with like the dog and the sort of there
you go.
Sidekick.
That's maybe more recognizable. Yeah. Come on, Sean Connery. That's fine. Anyway, go on. Sidecar.
But we digress.
We digress. What's that?
The dog's name was Indy.
Oh, Junior was his name. We named the dog Indy. I got the accent all wrong. Sean, I'm sorry, Sean. Go on. Sean Connery.
Connery,
you.
No. That's fine. You can apologize to me.
I apologize on behalf
yeah, and I'll bring it back to the
Sean Connery. That sounds like a fun one.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Okay.
The name tags are
not useful.
Yeah.
No.
Sidecars.
Okay.
We talk about container instances, but actually what we're creating here is what we call a container group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically you can create a collection of containers that will get scheduled on the same host machine.
Right.
And they
share. You're just going to do this with like a couple. This is not like an orchestrator.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So these things share a life cycle. They get deployed always onto the same machine. They have shared network, storage. And so they're it's as if they're the same container, but they're just coming from different
images. Right, and in fact, we present them as the same container from a security isolation perspective.
That's right. Yeah.
We just split it up so customers can have them embedded next to each other for things. I mean, monitoring is probably the best example of why you'd do that.
Yep.
So, walk us through a little bit of the port experience. So you showed us the CLI. Maybe let's minimize this little guy here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they tell you how to do your job.
No, it's fine.
But let me tell you how to do your job.
Fair enough.
All right.
We've got support in the portal. Fairly lightweight support, I would say, at this point.
Yeah.
But you'll get the notion here of...
It's got the IP address.
Yeah, so there's the IP address and the OS type. Those are properties that sit at the container group level.
Yep, of course.
Because you're going to, again, you're scheduled on the same host and you're sharing network. So you're going to have the same IP address endpoint.
And then the same OS type.
But then if you had multiple container images that were part of your group, they would be all listed here.
Got it.
You can manage your containers inside of the portal. We'll add the ability to delete them fairly soon.
Yeah, of course.
And you can also create through the portal.
Through the portal.
And we've got actually one more thing I'll mention is we enabled, or actually the Azure Container Registry team enabled deep link create from the container registry.
So you can go right in the container registry and then create from there.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Great.
From within the portal.
Makes it very
simple
to try it out.
Container instance.
Very cool.
Yep.
Well, Sean, this is awesome. Anything else you want to...
Well, I guess just to tie back to this is not an orchestrator point, one other thing that we've done is we're experimenting with what we're calling connectors, which is basically a bridge between a full-blown orchestration API like
and
Kubernetes.
This as an object into it.
Container instances as sort of the underlying infrastructure.
Yes, okay.
And so we've got that project out there on GitHub.
And we have the ACI connector for Kubernetes.
Yeah. Yep.
And so we will... Maybe show that next week.
Yeah, that's probably a good follow-up episode to...
So stay tuned, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
Exactly.
Is that what we say now? Stay tuned?
Stay tuned. See you around?
See you around. These guys mock me because I end all my blog posts. If you go back and read my blog posts, they all say see you around at the end. I'm a very nice guy, and they all are upset with that. So I don't know why.
It makes it easy to regex for the content, though.
That is true, You can go find all my blogs.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, it's been really nice to have you on the show. Thank you, Sean. And I thank all Sean's out there for your...
I'll take it back.
Please take it back. This is cool, though. Hopefully, everyone gets a chance to play with it. You know, it started up so fast, we've wasted tons of time talking about random crap. Because the containers started so fast, we didn't have anything else to do. But I hope you enjoyed the show. Please, if you have questions, comments, hit us up. Hashtag AzureTWC. And ask questions. Sean and I will do our best to answer. And we will show you next week the connector for Kubernetes with ACI. So with that, thanks a lot and have a wonderful Tuesday. All right. Rick, are we ready? Or?
Yes, we're rolling.
Okay, here we go. You
ready? Yeah.
Okay. Hi there and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Rick, are my levels okay? You seem like super nervous. Your eyes are making me really creeped out.
We're good.
Okay. I'm going to start this one over.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a soft launch.
All right.